Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Judy Lawrence is here, ladies and gentlemen. Judy's back. That's right. After too long, we're glad to have Judy back. She is the money management expert. She is the author of the Budget Kit, now in its sixth, count them, six editions, which that means it's a really good book, ladies and gentlemen, which I knew that way back when we first met her. Judy Lawrence helps people like you and me with make sure that we manage the financial part of our business better. And she's our good friend, Judy Lawrence. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Judy, I was telling the audience before you got here that something that I've said many times on the show, and that is that I've seen people succeed themselves out of business. And by that I mean they had customers coming out their ears, but because they couldn't manage the difference between accounts receivable and accounts payable, they literally had to went out of business while customers were lined up out the door. What do you think?
Well, it's very true, but it also starts because they probably were doing the same kind of spending with their household and the personal spending. Mm. And if they don't, I mean, that's the foundation of it all, is having a solid handle on that personal side, because the same principles apply for the personal in some ways as the business. You know, it's living within your means in the personal side, it's living within your means on the business side, and making sure that you have a handle on both of them and following the core principles on both.
Well, so you're saying that if a person is a train wreck with their personal checkbook, they're going to be a train wreck with their business checkbook.
It's hard to change.
I believe it. I believe you're right about that.
And then the added complication with the personal many times is the relationship. I mean, I have a master's in counseling, so when I'm helping people with their money, and often the small business managers, it's about that relationship with their partner, how they're managing the money, how they're talking about it, their communication skills, you know, their same values, the same priorities, and all of this, again, applies to a business. If you have business partners, it's the same thing in many ways. But the household is kind of like the training ground to make sure you really have a handle on that, so that that is fully covered, and then the business is fully covered.
It's also a little bit of the household experience, I think, is a little bit of misinformation for people who want to become business owners, because managing a household budget is a little bit, there are some aspects of that about in business. But a lot of it isn't. And I think people think, well, yeah, I know how to buy stuff. I know how to sell stuff. I know how to, you know, I got a checking account. I can balance my checking account. You know, how hard can it be to run a business? And it's a lot different, isn't it?
It definitely is. And interestingly, the reverse. Many of my clients have worked in high-level corporations. They've had good businesses. And yet they will admit to me that, I don't know what it is, I'm having a hard time with my personal finances.
Wow.
And even though I say there's similarities, there really are differences. And to be honest, I'm not even sure how to put my finger on what that specific difference is with the personal. But many times when people say, I'm just missing something with the household. And then when I work with them, we manage to pull it all together. But I see it very, very often. It's very embarrassing to think, well, I can manage that business money. What am I missing with the household?
I see
that often.
Would you agree with me that one of the two, perhaps most important documents, maybe even 1A, is a cash flow projection spreadsheet?
Yes. And it, absolutely, like you were saying, for your business, you've got to have that cash flow down, understanding what are you projecting for that whole year as far as your various expenses and the time of the year. And that's where the personal budget is critical. And that's often the missing piece, is the projection part. Because in the budget kit, I have a section like this yearly budget. It's not the whole year. What it is all those periodic expenses. And it has been the missing link for so many people over so many years. And actually, when I had introduced that concept many years ago, in fact, the book is now in its fourth decade, which I'm really proud of. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. But that concept many years ago just wasn't even being written up. The idea in your household budget, just like with your business, it's important to outline when are those quarterly expenses, those annual fees, your property taxes, your home insurance, if you're not paying it all with your mortgage, your car maintenance, if you have children, those tuitions if they're due. It just goes on and on, the holidays, the different events. There's a lot of periodic expenses that occur in a household budget. And once people were able to understand that and realize that's not my monthly budget, that's above and beyond the monthly budget. They think they have it handled when they work out all their bills and what's it costing them each month to live, and they forget about all those other things, mm-hmm. about the car maintenance, about the annual dues on various things, the trips.
The insurance that comes due, your property casualty insurance usually has an upfront cost every year, 30-40%, something like that.
Something like that. Yep. And mm-hmm. so the idea is to make sure you have a way that you see it, you outline it, you have a plan for those upcoming bills, when they're going to be there, on top of that monthly budget. Mm-hmm. And the same with the business. You've got your operating expenses throughout each month, but you have those quarterly and semi-annual that are, you know, your taxes and all the other things.
Also seasonal sales, Judy. Yeah. Seasonal sales as well. Mm-hmm. If October is not a good sales month for you, but that also happens to be the month that a big annual or semi-annual payment comes due, you need to plot what kind of cash situation you're going to have that month. Mm-hmm. You might have to call the bank.
Exactly. So because I'm a real visual person, that's why this workbook originally started out with many, many worksheets in it. And I wanted people to graphically, visually see, you know, how do I anticipate what's coming up?
You show them in your book how to build a spreadsheet, a cash flow spreadsheet. So, folks, that alone is worth the price of the book, The Budget Kit by Judy Lawrence.
It truly is. And I used to think it was just about the worksheets. And in fact, they're now on Excel. The core worksheets are on Excel, and it's a whole new product. You know, it's on my website, moneytracker.com. But I used to think that was what it was about, these worksheets. But over the years and more recent years, I realized it's really more about these concepts, just like the concepts we're talking about, being able to have a forecasting tool, being able to forecast.
And so, folks, here's another thing. If you get that and start using it, you can then say, now I don't have to listen to Blasting Game yell at me about a cash flow spreadsheet. Quick break, right back with Judy Lawrence after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.